Vinatieri or Vanderjack?
Vinatieri, without question. Adam is tremendous, and you know the interesting thing about him not playing for the New England Patriots is that when Tom Brady signed his contract that he's currently under, he was lauded for taking less money than what he really should have gotten on the open market. As a matter of fact, in my eyes, Tom Brady should be the highest paid player in football. Nobody should even be close, and there should be a clause in his contract that says that if somebody passes him, he should get the bonus to reap the benefits of the success that he's already had. And one of the reasons he said he signed that contract the way he did was so the New England Patriots, who do have the average highest ticket price in the NFL at $91 a ticket, would be able to sign some of those players that would benefit from him not taking as much money. One of those players being Adam Vinatieri, the other one being Willie McGinnis, and then David Givens, and then Deion Branch. But all those guys are gone now, and it kind of makes Tom look a little foolish that he accepted a contract that was less than fair value for what he has performed and the performance he's given the Patriots. So I think that was a sting to Tom, and I know that Adam is hoping that he gets a chance to kick a game winner in the fourth quarter, and I would definitely put my money on him if he has that opportunity.
As brilliant as the Patriots have been, to let go of somebody that takes away the doubt, don't you think that was a significant, perhaps the biggest mistake of this offseason?
Well, we'll find out. You know, as this season unfolds here, I don't know if you saw Tony Dungy on the sideline last week when Adam kicked the game winner against the Denver Broncos. You could read his lips. He said, right down the middle. And that's exactly why they brought him in for kicks like that. That's exactly what I think New England has probably taken for granted. But, you know, New England has a very unique way of kind of looking at their team, Nick. They look at their team and they say, okay, you know, how much is this guy worth? How much is that guy worth? We're not paying a premium for a guy who, you know, if we keep him here, we would have to do that. We're not going to extend our salary cap circumstances to ruin us 3 or 4 years from, you know, down the line. Now, I will say, one reason that they are as lucky as they are is because of number 12. If they lose number 12 and they can't find somebody that's going to be able to take over for him, then we'll find out just how good of a coaching staff they have.